Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a thick Thursday night right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are all still living in the aftermath and just the good vibes from last night when Mikko Rantanen decided, you know what? Enough is enough, Winnipeg, and put the Stars back on his back once again. Another three-goal hat-trick performance from Mikko last night as your Dallas Stars take a 1-0 lead in the second round of the NHL playoffs in the Western Conference. And again, Rangers, they're scuffling right now. I guess we can go ahead and halt the parade that we were going to throw for Brett Boone after Tuesday's game, after what was a... I mean, you want to talk about just a tremendous performance in the batter's box for your Texas Rangers on Tuesday. Well, they've gone back to being the Rangers we've all loathed and despised the last couple games. Why? Because they've been a just dreadful 0-17 with runners in scoring position the last two games, and that has a lot to do with the fact that they lost their sixth series in a row following a 5-0 defeat to the hands of the Boston Red Sox today. We've got a lot to get to today. I am Fred Davis. That gentleman to my right, rocking the white do-rag today. You know what they call it, a do?
Talk to me.
You know where the dude comes from?
Dude Perfect.
Hairdo. The one, the only, Blake Elliott.
Hi, hola amigos and amigas. Yes, I do have the do-rag on today. Got the white on. I'm feeling.
You waving the white flag today? Is that what it is?
No way. Something more, flag.
Are you just celebrating the new pope?
Celebrating
life. Ah, let's go.
Black smoke,
new
I thought.
New pope. No, it's white. It's white.
Black smoke is no bueno.
It just means yeah, we're still working on it. It means there's a trade in process. Ding 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 ding.
Trade it to the afterlife.
That's it. That's it. So yeah, we got a new pope. Pretty excited about that.
Rangers 5 hits, 3 of them from our boy Tucker.
Yeah.
So 2 hits if your name wasn't Tucker.
2 hits if your name wasn't Tucker.
If you weren't batting first, second, or your name was Tucker, you didn't get a hit.
I don't think we learned anything new today about this Texas Rangers team that we didn't already know, and I think maybe we got a little over our skis a couple days ago.
That's what talking about.
I mean, look, we all said it. We're excited. Sarcastic. Here we go.
I thought the Rangers were going to the World Series after that.
But let's not, you know, old habits die hard, and you've got a Ranger team that, once again, cannot score with runners in scoring position, and that's why for the last two nights you've fallen short and have lost 6 straight series.
What is this on the Twitch? Is this a vape that's sponsoring us? Do you see that? The ad? Lost in the game?
What, Blackberry Vanilla.
Respawn?
Is that a vape? Is that...
What, Respawn?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It says Blackberry Vanilla.
Does that sound like something vape-ish?
Reset Mints. Maybe if you're
playing video games, you need to reset. I feel like to get lost in the game.
My guess is it's probably got something with maybe caffeine.
Yeah, like a caffeine boost, like a 5-hour energy tablet.
I mean, I don't know. I prefer just drinking coffee and.
You said you're done with that, punches. Though. No?
I said I after nine. I said after nine o'clock. I was going to stop drinking. So it's 7:04. I've already had two cups. I'll probably knock out one more at 8, and then we'll call it a day. That's Blake Elliott walking around, probably forgetting that lever to the side is the reason why that chair won't go down. Meanwhile, behind the glass, the one, the only, feeling good because even though he's not Catholic, his girlfriend is, and he is from the Shy, the one, the only, Jacob Ray.
Oh yeah, it's a big day for Chicago Twitter. It's been going crazy.
How many more memes do we have to see of him dressed up like, you know, the Bears Ditka super fans, for God's sake?
I'm loving it. They still haven't got to the bottom of the fact if he's a Cubs or a White Sox fan. So
is he born and raised like dye-in-the-wool Chicagoan?
That's what I'm seeing. So,
All right.
Fingers crossed he's a Cubs fan. I don't know if I can claim if he's a Sox fan. So
where is this done at?
Well, he is. I mean, look, if he's for the poor and destitute, then he might be a White Sox fan.
He might be.
There is that.
Where is this celebration done? It's in like Italy?
Well, it's in the Vatican.
Vatican, yeah. Where is the Vatican at? France?
It's in Italy.
Italy. Okay, yeah. I was right.
No, you're right. I mean, it's ballpark. Ballpark in it. So, yeah, so new Pope today. The Chicago memes are out of control right now. There was another meme I saw where he was wearing a Bulls jersey. There was another meme.
Somebody gave him a do-rag with earrings?
There was another one where I saw that he was wearing a do-rag. Another one that said they were going to put in a stained glass of MJ dunking. So, yeah, it is the Chicagoland is on fire today. It's about time. Chicago had something to get excited about.
No kidding.
Okay.
No kidding.
So, and you know what? Shout out to America today as well, because I want to say this is the first American Pope as well. So, good day to be American. Good day to be Catholic. And look, it's only going to go up from here for all my Catholics out there.
We've gotten 5 texts since the show started.
Okay.
817, Blake looking like a light-skinned little baby getting treated like Future.
Wow.
Gotten that a bunch.
Wow.
940, according to Steelers media, George Pickens turned down 4 years, $108 million.
Okay. So I guess my 3-year, $75 million offer's off the table.
From the 601, about damn time, Let's Go Fatties, best show on the fan.
Is that a 785 area code?
Okay, I'll try again. 601, okay. About damn time, Let's Go Fatties, best show on the fan.
It was a joke. 785 is from Kansas. I was going to say.
Who was going to get that joke other than people from Kansas?
Sometimes it's all it's worth.
817.
The Pope. That's who would get it.
All caps. Okay, guys. I'm officially a FOLO. Fatty/Tolo.
Oh.
All caps.
FOLO. A FOLO.
Did we just get a new term?
I think we did just get a new
F-O-L-O.
Term. F-O-L-O. I love it.
Or is it FOLO?
Maybe it's follow. Either way.
And 940. Guys, he's a Sox fan, confirmed by his brother.
Oh, well, what did I say?
That's unfortunate news.
What did I say? He is, you know, supports the poor and destitute, so Chicago White Sox sounds about right.
Yeah, you hit that on the nail.
Do we know what his brother does, though? They give any insight on what the brother does? Could you imagine if your brother was the Pope?
Someone said, why does Blake look on the fan cam like he's Muggsy Bogues? Fred is a gigantic WWE star.
That does kind of look like what it's... We need to adjust...
Don't look like Muggsy Bogues.
I need it. Hold on. Don't touch it yet. I got to take a picture of it.
I don't think I look that small.
You look like Ashton Jeanty in his draft hat picture.
Do I look that tiny?
Yeah, it's literally just your head. You look like, you know what? You look like Toad from Mario Kart right now is what you look like.
I go even lower down.
Oh, I'll tell you what. It's been a big day in the world. All right. It's been a big day in the world. U.S. and Britain have agreed to a trade agreement, figuring out the tariffs. So, you know, look, it can only go up from here, as far as I'm concerned. George Pickens talked to the media today.
Yeah, he did. Oh, please tell me you were on Twitter today to see our Cowboys family arguing with each other.
No, I have not. I have not. Here's what we're going to do today, too, by the way. We are going to go through, courtesy of my man Jake Ray. If you've noticed, I stopped calling him New Guy Jake because...
We have a new guy.
We've got a new guy. It's Dylon.
We gotta call him Jacob now?
I'm going to call him Jacob Ray for right now. I'm just going to go ahead and use his full government name until something comes along better. Okay, so Jacob Ray, who is a fast rising star here at 105 Through the Fan. 13 pieces of audio from George Pickens. So you at home may be saying to yourself, my God, Fred, I mean, 13 pieces of audio, are we really going to do this? Because sometimes we will play audio that goes on. I mean, clips can get a little long in the tooth. Courtesy of George Pickens and Jacob Ray, we have 13 clips ranging in anywhere from 5 seconds to 25 seconds, and we are going to play all 13 of them for you next segment. All right? So I'm excited about that as well, as you should be too. So we're going to get some George Pickens talk here. We've also got to get into some NBA discussion as well. The Eastern Conference is a quagmire of epic proportions right now.
Media was not nice to Tatum today.
Well, nor should they be. All right. I mean, you sent me that meme of him wearing a Rockets jersey. All right, which seemed on brand. All right, because that's about what he looked like the other night. And you've got, you know, your top two seeds. You've got a Celtics team that apparently decides, hey, we're good for 47 minutes, and let's go ahead and sandbag it for the last minute. And then you've got a Cleveland team that you and I have given a slight, and I albeit a slight benefit of the doubt. And look, they screwed the pooch in game two, right? Like, that was all them. They got nobody to blame but themselves for game two.
I feel like you can come back from it. It wasn't like, man, how could they ever win a game after that? They just played bad down the stretch.
They played well, but you could argue that about this. I mean, we said that about the Celtics after game one, too, though.
I felt like the Celtics, like the whole fourth quarter, you could see it coming.
Well,
like,
that and they just can't stop missing threes.
They just can't stop shooting threes. I'm not even worried about the missing. Like, they are taking threes
now, while
they've
said, missed, though, like, that's nine what they've in done a row. All year, though, right? I mean, you're not going to change your strategy. It's just that, I mean, and you said something last night, a stat where, would you say they've missed like 50 wide 75. Open threes?
Oh, no. They were like 19 for 75 on open threes or something like that.
I mean, that's it's one thing to miss, you know, I'm not going to say
they get
live
good
with it.
Looks. They get wide open
that's
looks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these aren't contested, like, hand in your face. Like, you're talking about guys that have been knocking down shots, 40% three-point shooters, professional shooters.
Yeah.
And they still can't knock down open shots. So, no, that team, there's a weird energy. And then, you know, I was scrolling through Twitter last night, and Chris Mannix had a great point. He's like, what the hell's going on with Kristaps Porzingis and this illness that he has that keeps knocking him out of ball games?
All I know is the under hit last night.
So you're feeling good about that.
I had him an under 19 and a half. I got a little scared. He scored like 8 in a row in the third. I was like, yeah. Oh, slow down.
And then he got sick and decided he was done for the game. So there you have it. So we've got a loaded show today for you, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, we're going to talk about our boy George Pickens, which we're all excited about. But we've got to bring back friends of the program, because that's what you know that we do here on Fan After Dark. Brandon Laurie, Blogging with the Boys, who I didn't realize until we heard from the G-Bag Boys, getting loved up by Albert Breer. By the way, he's a friend of the program, okay? Because that's what we do. We traffic in stars here on Fan After Dark. We've got a segment we're going to do tonight. A gentleman from the NFL.com, I think Nick Shook is his name. He power ranked the 15 quarterback teams that are still on their rookie deal. Okay, he's got his 15. I am going to throw those rankings out to Mr. Blake and to Mr. Jacob and get your thoughts. Do we agree on those 15, on those rankings, and where do they lie in the eyes of Blake and Jake? We got a little fair foul tonight. A little extra credit. Now, Blake won last week. He beat Khaki Kev. So considering that he won, he's going to take a break from winning, and tonight he's going to moderate.
Correct.
Okay. And tonight's topic is going to be popes and Catholicism. Okay? Popes and Catholicism. Now, you may be saying to yourself, well, Fred, you're Catholic. That should give you an unfair advantage. Maybe. But here's the deal. Haven't been to church in a long time. Secondly, didn't pay attention very well in Catholic school because it was the only school that would accept me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the entire state of Kansas after I'd been kicked out from a public school. We'll delve into that more
not
later
surprising.
On. I know that's not, look, I'm a product of my environment, boys. I'm a product of my environment. So we'll do a little papal and Catholicism themed extra credit tonight. Ben Troop, friend of the program, joining us at 9 o'clock. He's talking all things the NFL post NFL draft, as well as he is a proud Florida Gator alum. So we'll get his thoughts on Florida as well as the SEC and kind of where things at, because Florida is one of those schools that from an NIL, from a revenue sharing and what have you, there's six schools right now. I saw a stat the other day that they're suggesting that six schools are going to have $40 million football rosters. Now, two of them are in Texas. Now, the one doesn't surprise anybody, being UT.
Wreck 'em.
Texas Tech, your alma mater, has decided. But, of course, it doesn't hurt that, you know, old boy that just sold his company, Double Eagle or whatever the hell it's called, for like $4 or $5 billy, and he's a Texas Tech grad.
Yep.
He's y'all's Boone Pickens.
Also, the new co-commissioner with Nick Saban.
I saw that. Yes. So, which, you know what, from a Big 12 perspective, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's huge.
Big 12 needs that. Big 12 needs that because they kind of got lost in the shuffle last year. We know what the SEC's about. We know what the Big 10's about. You don't want to get lost in translation, become another Pac 12. So, while it hurts me as a Jayhawk, knowing that we don't have cheddar like that. Nonetheless, we know that our conference is going to be A-okay. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. We want to hear from you guys throughout the course of the program tonight. It is going to be a fun show on a thick Thursday. Don't forget, we're on tomorrow night as well. 9 to midnight, is that correct, Mr. Blake?
Yes, sir.
So we'll be on 9 to midnight tomorrow. We'll be following up the Detroit Tigers Rangers who visit the Detroit Tigers tomorrow as well. Coming up next, the newest Cowboy, George Pickens, spoke to the media today. We've got 13 clips of him talking about being a Cowboy, his reputation, his contract, and what are Cowboy fans going to expect from number 14? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark. What a read, Jacob Ray. What a read, Jacob Ray. Don't forget, we got Brandon Lurie coming up next from Blogging the Boys. We got to give him a hard time because he's big time now. He's big time now. But he's not too big that he won't respond to your boy Freddie D in The Fan After Dark. He's, like I said, he got a little love from Albert Breer on a tweet that he sent out and got responded to. So we'll talk to him about that. And, of course, he's got the press coverage newsletter as well. He's got a big interview that he's working on. So nothing that we're going to say just yet. But he's efforting for that. And, of course, nobody works harder than our boy Brandon Lurie. So we're always happy to have him on. And then, as I alluded to earlier, former NFL tight end in Florida, proud Florida Gator and friend of the program, Mr. Ben Troop, joins us at 9 o'clock, so you guys know what that means and how that all goes down. All right. going to turn that microphone on first and see how that works for you first.
I have a question.
Yes.
This game
is Pope's 40 time hasn't been revealed yet.
This game is going to start pretty soon. I guess what are they doing, an in studio?
Who knows?
Should I put any money on this game? Timberwolves.
War. Always bet on black.
So Anthony Edwards.
What
movie
is that from?
Black in this situation.
So don't bet on Luke Kornet.
No.
Is Dante DiVincenzo count?
Or what's that one dude's name? Pajimski. Yeah.
I can't tell if is he full Caucasian? He might be.
I think he is.
He's just Polish.
He's got a perm.
Polish. Yeah. Polish with a perm.
What, Polish people can't have perms?
I didn't say.
877-81-1053 If you know anybody that's Polish with a perm.
Anthony Edwards over
27? If you are Polish with a perm, let us know.
Is he dropping more than 27?
Are you Polish, Jacob?
No, I think I'm German.
Okay.
Actually, the complete opposite of Polish.
You got wavy hair.
We'll take Anthony Edwards for over 7.5 rebounds.
What movie is that from, by the way?
Are you Polish?
Always bet on black.
Oof, I've heard that. Yeah. Sopranos.
No. Movie.
Good father. Godfather.
Nope.
Terminator.
Negative.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It is early 90s, though.
Rambo.
No.
Am I close?
Think Wesley Snipes.
You do this every time.
I do.
Actors give me zero indication. You saying that, and I'd be, I know that.
Whoa, if that's the case.
If that's the oddest name,
that's the case.
I don't know a single actor in the movie other than Mark Wahlberg.
Do you want to take a guess, Jacob?
I was going to go one of the Rocky movies, so I think I'm way off.
The answer we were looking for is Passenger 57.
Yeah, you could have given
Passenger
me 16 more guesses.
57 was the answer.
You could have given me 17.
I could have given you 57, and you guys would not have gotten it. Okay, George Pickens finally spoke to the media, and what we love, unlike Jerry Jones, who, if we cut his audio up, it could be a 3-hour affair, just breaking up one clip, for crying out loud. George Pickens, however,
got straight to the point.
Very economical with his words and his responses. So we're going to play all 13, courtesy of one Mr. Jacob Ray. This is George Pickens on his reaction to the trade and how he feels about going to Dallas.
It was kind of like my old draft reaction, honestly. I kind of found out when everyone else found out, to be honest.
And then how do you feel about being a Dallas Cowboy?
I feel great. I like the mojo here. I like the swag. Everybody, it's a lot of new players that I've been meeting all around the long way. So I feel like they got a great thing going for sure.
Okay, so we'd like to hear that from our guy. I mean, it sounds confident there. George, your thoughts on playing with Dak and CD?
I'm great. I'm grateful. Like I said, I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to play with Dak. As far as like roles and stuff like that, I'm just here to work. Whatever role finds me best is where I'm going to find myself.
Love to hear it. Number 14. Now, a lot of folks are talking about his on the field reputation, because again, off the field, we haven't had any issues with our boy, George Pickens, but on the field, however, George can be a bit cantankerous. Is this a new start for you here in the Big D?
Just taking one day at a time. I feel like everybody in the world, is working on growing on their better end of themselves, and I feel like growth for me is taking a great direction and me coming to the Cowboys.
Love to hear it. What about a possible extension? I know that's something I would love to see the Cowboys do sooner rather than later. What say you, George?
I'm kind of where my feet are right now. To be honest, I'm not really thinking about contract talks. I'm just glad to be here at Cowboys right now, and trying to build a winning culture.
I'm here for that, George. I'd love to hear it. George, here at the Fan After Dark, we're all fans of the work that you do on and off the field. I'm okay with a personal foul penalty every time or every now and again. Doesn't really bother me that much. But are you trying to change people's perceptions about you?
I can't really change anyone's opinion. Me personally, I just, like I said, continue to grow. I feel like everybody in the world has to grow. You get older and older as you grow. And like I said, I'm just trying to build a winning culture, which they already have at the Cowboys. I'm just glad to be joining it.
Older and older as they grow, I wonder if he was direct. George, was that directed at me? We'll save that for another time. How can you help with this winning culture?
Just working every day. Consistent work is always, the best answer for building any winning culture in any type of sport. So just working every day.
Love to hear it, George. I'm excited to cover you come training camp. One of the things we've heard is that maybe you had a fallout with your coach, Mike Tomlin, who some people think is the greatest coach in the history of football. What happened with the split in Pittsburgh?
You know, business, you know, this game is just as much as a business as it is football. So it's kind of like out of my control. I'm just, like I said, I'm glad to be here at Dallas and able to continue the winning culture that they have.
Just focus what you can focus on, my man. I appreciate that. Back in the 2022 draft, did you have any contact or any conversations with the Dallas Cowboys?
I didn't talk much with them, to be honest. But, you know, the draft is a little bit different than the situation that I'm in now. And like I said once before, you know, just glad to be here, you know, as a Cowboy.
Two totally different situations, George. I certainly get that. You've never played with anybody quite like a CeeDee Lamb. How is that going to improve your game?
Super dynamic. CeeDee is a super dynamic receiver, super dynamic person, player. I just feel like schematically you can't, you know, you won't be able to double everybody. So that would be a great thing for me and him.
Can't wait to see it. As this thing has unraveled somewhat quickly in the last 24 to 48 hours, have you had a chance to talk to either Jerry Jones or your new head coach, Brian Schottenheimer?
I haven't talked to Jerry yet. Talked to some of the coaches, few of the players, and like I said, just building a winning culture. That's mostly what the conversations were about, just building.
You're a big proponent of winning culture. We love to hear that here at 105.3 The Fan. You mentioned CD, though, like I said, as far as just being able to play off of him. But from a, just an overall, like, look, I mean, you've gone back to back in Alabama, back when you were playing, you know, football in the street with your homeboys and what have you. Like, what's the excitement level right now with you and CD?
Oh, yeah, it excites me a lot. Because in the game of football, we can work off each other. There's no, oh, he gets the ball, I get the ball. We're working off each other. That's why I always come back to, you know, building a winning culture, and that's kind of what we've been talking about in Dallas.
George, are we playing a drinking game called Winning Culture? Because if so, everybody is probably blackout drunk by now. What about playing with Dak? You seem pretty jacked about that.
Yeah, that was one of the first guys that I definitely contacted with was Dak. He's just, you know, just watching his game over the years, he's a very prolific QB and smart QB at that. So I'm just glad to be working with him.
We are too. And last but certainly not least, George, and like I said, we can't wait to do this again. Are you a number two or are you more of a 1B?
I'll probably most definitely say on the outside, you guys make it a 1A, 1B and all of this. Honestly, that's the first time I've heard any of that stuff. I feel like two receivers are kind of normal. When I used to watch football, there was always a good receiver and then there was always another good receiver on the side of him. So I just feel like we're going to work off each other very well.
Love to hear it, George. And like I said, we're excited about having you here in the Big D. Any thoughts from what you've heard so far with our exclusive one-on-one with George Pickens, even though he wasn't aware that it was an exclusive one-on-one?
He seems to be to the point. He seems to be head on straight. I would much rather George Pickens be boring. Give me boring George Pickens all day long, not bringing any drama, not giving it any reason for us. The fact that there's not a story out of today is a story. It's a good
fantastic
thing. That there wasn't George Pickens did this or said this crazy comment. If you are not in sports media or not listening to the radio station today, you probably will never hear about this, which is a good thing. I don't need you making headlines. The Cowboys have enough headlines. So all the
Cowboys
respect
themselves are a headline.
All the respect in the world to George Pickens handling his business, getting in and out. It's football. You guys are making it a story. I'm here to play with CD and Dak and the guys. I'm excited.
Winning culture.
Winning culture. I love it. Maybe Brian Schottenheimer said, hey, buddy, we're going to bring you over here. I'm going to need that attitude. I'm going to need you in line.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought up Brian Schottenheimer. Doesn't this, after hearing George Pickens talk, don't you have a better feeling now that when we talk about culture and what Brian Schottenheimer's trying to build, there was conversation you and I had it a couple days ago that, okay, are we sure this is the kind of guy you want to bring into this in a George Pickens? Can be a little wily on the field. I understand it's just a press conference, and we know that, you know, there are no wins and losses with the press conference. Now, of course, it never hurts when you win the press conference, but all that does is, you know, heighten the expectation that much more. But to your point, following up, there was nothing he said just now that gives me any cause for concern.
Which is good.
And on top of that, his antics are on the field. It's nothing off the field. You've never heard anything about him doing anything to harm the football team. Okay, outside of, yes, penalties are killer. I feel very confident that once he gets around another capable group of football players, it's going to be a different conversation. I'll tell you what my conversation is, or the question I have. What's DK Metcalf thinking right now? You went from the Seahawks last year where you had Geno Smith, okay, solid, serviceable NFL quarterback. You had Jackson Smith and Jigba on the other side of you, all right? You had a serviceable NFL roster. You want it out. You go to the Steelers, which maybe from a brand perspective, okay, maybe that's a bigger deal than playing in Seattle. You're going to have, as of right now, if the season were to start today, you'd have, Calvin Austin or something like that would be the number two. So he's playing opposite of you.
Devan Jefferson.
Who nobody cares about outside of Pittsburgh. And you'd have Mason Rudolph as your quarterback because we still don't know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
that's where you're at.
DK is definitely not feeling good.
And oh, by the way, you've got maybe one of the most blasé. I mean, look, if we want to talk about Mike McCarthy and how unoriginal he was as an offensive coordinator, okay, Mike McCarthy is Leonardo da Vinci compared to Arthur Smith. All right, I mean, you want to talk about he makes vanilla look spicy. That's how boring Arthur Smith is. So if you're DK Metcalf right now, I don't know what you're and you already signed an extension too, didn't he?
Yeah, big one.
Yeah, so he's I'll tell you what, DK, be careful what you ask for. Even the football team they have now in Seattle. I mean, could you imagine a lineup of him, Cooper Kupp, and Jigba with Sam Darnold?
But they obviously don't get Cooper Kupp probably if they still have.
Probably not, but just for hypothetical sakes, I mean, at the very least, you'd be in a better spot even with Sam Darnold and Smith and Jigba than you would having Mason Rudolph. I mean, say what you want. Sam Darnold's a better – look, we know Sam Darnold's going to piss down his leg come fourth quarter or / big game, but he's still a better quarterback than Mason Rudolph. I think we can all agree on that much. So either way, but overall, total takeaway is?
Super excited for the mature arc of George Pickens. Let the football and the talent speak for itself. I think he's sane and doing all the right things. And we've heard some pretty positive reports, and I'm hoping to continue to hear these. And I think they have a top three wide receiver duo as long as he can keep his head on straight. And who better to be locker mates with and be coaching you up than Dak? We can make fun of Dak for a gajillion things. One thing that I think we can all agree on is his leadership style, the way he goes about his business. So if that's rubbing off on already CD, we've seen him come into himself as I think as a leader of the team.
Yeah.
Hopefully CD can be like
kind of overrate. And I don't want to start a whole side tangent here, but I will because I heard the morning show talking about this. Do we kind of overrate Dak's leadership skills?
I mean, I'm just going
just
off
a smidge.
Going off of what everyone said and our few times being in the locker room as well. He seems to be a good leader. I mean, I don't know him all the time in the locker room. I only see what we're privy to. But I think he's a pretty good leader. No one's really spoke down on his leadership.
I guess from an on-the-field perspective is what I'm getting.
On the field, less about. I mean, we just see when the sideline cuts there, what we can see from the press box. It's not like we're sitting on the side.
But I mean, I guess my point is that how many times have we seen, and I'll defer to you guys, because obviously last year we didn't see a lot of
Quentin Post getting a start.
My question is, though, is, you know, look, I've seen times where you've got a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Brady, and you got the entire team around him, and he's yelling at everybody, getting everybody fired up. I've seen the same thing with Pat Mahomes. My question is, have we seen that with a Dak where he's on the sideline reading everybody the Riot Act? And that's what I'm getting at.
We'll see which arc of Dak. I like the competitor Dak more than the, hey, it's going to be okay, tapping him on the back, Dak Prescott. I like the one that's getting in people's faces, got a little bit of fierce competitor. He's shown flashes of that where he's getting in people's faces. I want more of that.
I'd
rather my quarterback be a jerk. I'm not going to lie. If I had to pick one.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I want to see him. I mean, look, you have 4 years left, okay? Like,
if someone runs a bad route, whether it's Pickens, Lamb, Ferguson, or Trayshawn Holden, I want him getting on in them the same way. And I think he does a good job of that, but I'm just saying that's the type of quarterback that I enjoy.
I think Dak is in the community, and again, we've heard it from reporters, everybody else, teammates love Dak Prescott as a human being, and is one of the most stand-up characters in the National Football League, and I'm not taking anything away from that perspective, but I'm just saying, could we use a little sharper edge from number four as we go into the twilight of his NFL career? Coming up next, friend of the program, Brandon Laurie, talking all things George Pickens trade, as well as now that this team looks to be, for the most part, about 99% complete, what's kind of the next step as far as what he's looking at is what positions need to be added going into the 2025 NFL season. He's Blake, I'm Fred, that's Jacob Ray. This is Fan After Dark. Jacob Ray, that's his full name. We've been calling him New Guy Jake since he got here, but because Dylon.
Why are you so loud? I can hear you down the hall.
You know what? Because I do this, that's why.
Jacob, do you have
Because I do this.
Do you have to have our audio levels like completely flipped? Yes. Like Fred's is on the CA level. It should just say CA and Fred button.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Super loud on the mic button.
Radio legends. How about that? Well, I mean, CA is. I'm just happy to be in his aura, if you will.
His aura circle.
I'll tell you what.
He's graced the place.
Sunday mornings, and take nothing away, I love doing radio with my young counterpart, Blake Elliott.
Oh, wow.
You're about to get compliment. But it shouldn't be. You should take no umbrage knowing that we're talking about a radio legend here in not just the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
No, not just.
Chris Arnold is a radio legend in America.
By the way, it just hit, by the way.
Your parlay?
Yeah.
Tell you what,
assists,
you're feeling good about
3 points
it. You're
already
feeling
in the first
icy right about now. Speaking of legends, how about online legends? Let's jump out of the D&M Leasing Hotline. Welcome to the program. From Blogging the Boys and the Press Coverage Newsletter, the one, the only, Mr. Brandon Laurie. And you know what, Brandon? I appreciate the fact that you have not gotten too big to listen when the Fan After Dark reaches out and says, can we talk a little shop tonight?
Gentlemen, I will never be too big to appear on the show. You can guarantee that. I felt that compliment sandwich coming from all the way up here in New Jersey.
Yeah, you
so
did.
I'm happy.
But you know CA.
Things, all good things.
Brandon, you know CA. You've done radio with CA before.
Yeah.
You know he's a legend, so there is nothing wrong with being compared to the one, the only, Chris Arnold. All right, now speaking of being compared to legends, you had a little interaction with one of the heavyweights in all things NFL reporting, Mr. Albert Breer.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because he always puts out a weekly mailbag where he kind of fans questions from people who want to participate, ask all the questions around the NFL. And of course, immediately after the George Pickens news comes down, he's asking, listen, there's also some George Pickens stuff you can talk about too. So I jumped right on Twitter and asked basically, is it all smoke, from the outside that if George Pickens was a problem in the locker room, or is it something where he was good and it's just a little bit one of those things where it gets kind of blown out of proportion? And the way Breer answered it, I won't give kind of the full context because I think you can either go check out his mailbag still on Sports Illustrated, and I also wrote it up on bloggingtheboys.com. He said the guys in Pittsburgh, for what it's worth, did believe Pickens' heart was in the right place the last couple of years, even with his frustration with the direction of the offense, or more specifically, his role in it, led to emotional outbursts or uncharacteristic drops. And you guys were touching on it before. I think the situation that he had during his time in Pittsburgh, he was playing with quarterbacks like Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. He's walking into a situation now with Dak Prescott where he is the most accomplished quarterback he's played with up to this point in his career. Pittsburgh has had great wide receivers over the years, but they had Ben Roethlisberger to be that guy and the facilitator for them. So I think he's stepping into a much better situation. And I think sometimes a lot of wide receivers, it's not just Pickens, you see it all across the league, that when they are not put in the best place to succeed, sometimes it can get a little emotional. You can see a little more outbursts from time to time. But as long as everything kind of stays in-house, it stays within the locker room, he has the respect of his guys in the locker room, I think we're okay. And it just remains to be seen what he's going to be like in Dallas moving forward.
What does a George Pickens offense look like for the Dallas Cowboys, implementing him, dropping him in? How different is it going to look, not only with Brian Schottenheimer and Clayton Adams, but adding Pickens? I don't want to say removing Tolbert, but Tolbert's not going to be as a big a factor in the game planning now moving forward, and we'll see what role he plays. How much different will the offense look from last year to this year?
Yeah, I think it's going to open up the offense a lot. You know, we know that the Cowboys invested a lot into Dak Prescott, and going into this offseason with them drafting Tyler Booker in the first round, having a little bit more of a say as far as Clayton Adams being an offensive line guy, a run scheme guy by nature, I really thought that they were going to lean more towards being a efficient running team, you know, really being run dominant, run heavy, and Brian Schottenheimer has talked about that a lot this offseason. While I do think that that is still in play for Dallas, the passing attack has now just opened up to another level, because I think Pickens is going to be a great outside guy. It allows CeeDee Lamb to do what he does best, which is work in the slot. And CeeDee Lamb and Pickens can kind of be a little bit interchangeable. But I know you guys talked about it last night too. I think this is great news, not only for CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, but I think it's outstanding for a guy like Jake Ferguson. I think there's going to be so many opportunities for him. He's looking to get a bounce back year because he's going into a contract season. We know how well these players perform when there's some money to be made on the table. So I think Jake Ferguson is going to have a lot of success. And I don't think also, too, this diminishes Kevontae Turpin's role in the offense as well. They signed him to a three-year deal this offseason. And Brian Schottenheimer last year talked glowingly about how they were going to try and implement Kevontae Turpin into more of a running back type role. We saw that kind of branch out last year. But maybe with Brian Schottenheimer calling the plays, maybe he wants to integrate that a little bit more into the offense. So I think just with Pickens, it just takes a big stress off the shoulders of the Cowboys passing attack, and now they can kind of approach it any way possible, whether
Brandon?
Got me?
Oh, yeah. You there?
Yeah. Dropped for a second.
Hold on.
I think my man's got that Cricket wireless or something like that. Either that or he got his Wi-Fi got picked up somewhere else.
All right, We'll get Brandon back on. Just go ahead.
I had a real good question,
too. We'll get him back.
Tell you what, do this. Go ahead and have him just call us back on the next segment, because that way we'll have more time at 8 o'clock. So we'll get to some of that here. Actually, you know what? If he calls back, go ahead and take it.
This is Fred's brain, right?
This is my brain.
This segment.
Well, then I realized, we can go 6 minutes.
That's what she said.
Hey. Because we need to get Brandon's thoughts on the Pope.
Do we?
No,
how do you know Brandon's not still here and he's just playing possum?
I mean, why? Why would he do that?
Maybe he wants to see what we really think about him.
Well, I dropped the call, so I hope he wasn't sitting here still. So.
Hey, we just deployed.
He got no choice now.
He can't call back if you don't drop the call.
That's right. All right, so we'll get his thoughts. Because I'm dying to hear from him on this whole Kevontae Turpin as the number three now, yes. Which I think is just foolhardy.
That would be sublime.
No, it wouldn't.
What am I quoting?
That would be sublime. I don't know. Sublime.
Michael Scott, season 6, Office Party.
Oh, God.
When
here
asked to
go.
Be pool partners
here
with Jim.
Here we go.
I just want to say that's the best. That's probably the funniest episode I've seen of The Office was Office Party. When he gets up, when he goes up.
I mean, there's so many.
No, I agree.
It's like picking your favorite child.
No,
like,
I agree. But that one, I was rolling the whole time.
You haven't got to season 8 yet, have you?
I've probably seen. We're not watching it in order. Like I said,
you're not.
Shorty will just click a random episode.
So you haven't. What about with Robert California?
No, haven't seen any with him.
You haven't seen any episode with Robert California yet?
Not a single one. But I'm telling you, that was probably my favorite episode, though.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to say, look, he's not, Robert California isn't funnier than Michael Scott. I mean, that's just blasphemy to say. But for people to say that the show fell off, I mean.
Can I give a hot take?
I want the hottest of hot takes.
I don't know if I love Kevin's character on there. I know he's fun and lovable, but Kevin to me.
Ooh, fat Kevin that's always like, bah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you who gets on my nerves.
I don't know. It's just like, it's not, after one time, it's just not that funny to me. I'm like, I get it. He's going to act like a 9-year-old and make noises. No,
that's kind of funny, though.
It's all right.
I'll tell you who I don't like. Andy.
Andy's funny to me.
I can't stand Andy.
Okay, well, he was dating the receptionist.
Like, he gets worse as the show goes on.
Right now, he's just now introducing the world to his relationship with the receptionist. I forget her name.
Aaron.
Yeah. He's like, what do you think would happen if we played the dance game? They'd be like, oh, you guys get a room. Like, I hate drama.
Andy is funny until he becomes manager. Okay. Once he becomes manager, then you're like, okay, I'm over this guy. Like, he becomes obnoxious. Like, when he goes on the sailboat for, you know, half the season of season 9,
and I will
thank
say,
God, it was so much better.
A jump has happened. Dwight has become number two over Jim for me. Dwight is hilarious.
Dude, I told you, man. Dwight's
that whole Dwight's episode, on another level. When he's flirting with Isabella and Angela's walking behind him, and he's just flirting with her right in front of her face.
I still think my favorite parts of The Office is when they're interviewing Robert California, and he says everything's about sex.
I just love that. I will say,
do I look like someone that would waste his own time?
I don't know if I had appreciated The Office until I started really watching and hearing what they're saying. And everything that comes out of Michael Scott's voice, there hasn't been a non-funny part.
The other funny part is when, the other funny part is when Andy wants Christopher Columbus Day off. And he wants to get out early. And he goes to Robert California.
I'll say Pam has gotten funnier since she's been pregnant. That's what just happened. She just got pregnant.
You know what, though? I'm tired. Dare I say, her and Jim get on my nerves after a while. Like, we get it.
That's
sorry.
Crazy take.
I would say those are probably two of more of the favorite characters.
That's something I expect Blake to say.
No, I know. Dwight, Dwight's number two for me. Michael Scott and Dwight are easy 1-2. And there's a gap now. Jim is all right to me. Like, I think Jim's funny. Jim's all right.
Jim's funny.
But Jim is like saying what we're all saying as the audience. Like, he's like speaking for the audience most of the show.
I was going to say, like, Jim's kind of like a laugh track.
Yeah.
In a way. Yeah. Right? Whereas Dwight, you don't know what you're going to get out of him.
Dwight, you have no idea what he's
Oscar. I don't think Oscar gets enough love how funny he is.
He was funny in Office Party.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because when he's trying to hang out with Mike or whatever, and he's like, oh, I don't know if me and Mike are the type. He said, you want to play hoops? I'd love to play hoops. I love basketball. He's shooting the basketball off his head.
Kevin's a sleeper too, man.
All right, so we are going to get Brandon Lurie back. Did you text with him?
Yeah, I told him we're going to call him back.
All right, so we're going to get Brandon Lurie back. I don't know what the hell happened. Again, I'm guessing it's Cricket Wireless, but whatever the case is, we'll hear back from him at the top of the hour. We've also got our boy Ben Troop. That's going to go down at 9 o'clock. We've got some NFL quarterback rankings. We've got some playoffs to talk, a little fair or foul. So much to get to here, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you go anywhere. He's Blake. I'm Fred. That's Jacob Bray. This is the Fan After Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.